AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Treasury Department says 39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments starting this summer. It's part of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
On July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut at least. $250 per child each month.
The law expanded the child tax credit for 1 year and made it possible to prepay the benefits. Nearly 88% of children qualify without their parents needing to take any action. The White House is indicating a shift in President Biden's stance on calls for an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. Biden suggested on a call with Israel's leader that he might support a ceasefire. That is not the opinion of House Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says Israel has a right to defend itself against Hamas attacks. Face masks can come off in the Big Apple, but officials in New Jersey and California are among those waiting to make sure that COVID numbers come down. The Supreme Court says it will take up a Mississippi abortion law that would ban the procedure before a fetus is viable. The AP's Mark Sherman reports.
This is a case that could really lead to a dramatic altering of nearly 50 years of abortion rights rulings by the Supreme Court. States really have very little role to play in regulating abortion.
U.S. telecom giant AT&T is combining its Warner Media operations with Discovery in a $43 billion deal. It would combine the likes of HBO and CNN with HGTV and Oprah Winfrey. A judge in Minnesota has ruled the prosecution can go forward with a second-degree manslaughter trial in December against the white police officer Kim Potter, who fatally shot Dante Wright last month during a traffic stop. This is AP News. Horse trainer Bob Baffert is banned from bringing horses into New York's racetracks after a drug test following the Kentucky Derby.
Trainer Bob Baffert has been suspended by the New York Racing Association pending the outcome of an investigation into Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's failed post-race drug test. The NYRA's decision means Baffert is barred from entering or stabling horses at New York racetracks. The ban includes Belmont Park, where the Belmont Stakes will be run on June 5th. Medina Spirit tested positive for the steroid betamethasone after winning the Kentucky Derby. It was the fifth violation for Baffert-trained horses over the past 13 months. I'm Mike Gracia.
Cyber criminals have hit four Asian subsidiaries of the insurance giant AXA with a ransomware attack. The criminals claim to have stolen 3 terabytes of data, including medical records. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.